The announcement, sacking the leadership of the Kampala City Council Authority, OKCCA, was issued by the President. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni said in a letter that three officials were found by the Inspectorate of the Government, a body responsible for investigating fraud, to have exhibited severe negligence in the execution of their work, which resulted in death of over 30 people. Chris Baryomunsi, Uganda's Minister of Information and a government spokesman, said the decision is a lesson to other effective government officials.
The president should not only stop at KCCA, but should be able to examine how the different departments of government work and where people are found lacking, action should be taken so that we continue to take our jobs and our responsibilities extremely seriously.
In August, 35 people were confirmed to have been killed by a massive garbage landslide in Chitezi, a Kampala suburb. Erias Lukwago, the mayor of Kampala, welcomed the sacking of the officials. He said it was long overdue.
Mr. Museveni ought to apologize to Ugandans for the mess that has happened in the institution of KCCA. He should apologize because he never took this matter seriously. From day one, he didn't exhibit the kind of vigilance required of the head of state under such circumstances to take appropriate action. Because it's on that very day that particular individuals in KCCA ought to have been interdicted.
The president also directed Criminal Investigation Department of the police to thoroughly investigate the matter. The dismissed officials are Dorothy Chisaka, Kampala State Executive Director, Engineer David Luimazi, Deputy Executive Director, and Dr. Daniel Okello, Director of Public Health. Luimazi, one of the fired officials, blamed a lack of resources as the reason why the officials failed to take action to properly monitor and manage the garbage dump.
No government agency, including KCCA, has all the resources to do everything they need to do. Crises like the one we face are some of the challenges we constantly face.
Lukwago says the government spends 4.1 billion Uganda shillings or $1.1 million annually to maintain the city's garbage refill collection center. Sarah Birete heads the local constitution watchdog, the Center for Constitutional Governance. She blames the failure to manage the city on the power struggle between the elected officials and the public officials appointed by the president.
The mismanagement of the city goes beyond the landfill scandal. It's characterized by potholes all over town, rubbish and unkept, dirty city all over Kampala. And I think it's time to streamline the accountability channels at the Kampala Capital City Authority by returning power to the people to elect their leaders, and these elected leaders should be responsible for the running and management of the city.
Both Virete and Lukwago wanted the president to expedite the process of compensating the affected victims. For VOA News, I am Gume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.